This is Edward Beer. Isn't it great to have radio creating a little disturbance again? And Ben Fong Torres on Jive Radio, KUSF, San Francisco.
And that's what it is, and that's who I am, and here's who we're with. Rusty Moose Syracuse and Tommy Saunders, both celebrating their 30th anniversary on Bay Area Radio on KYA, where they went on the air August 20th, actually, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 30 years ago. We were talking about Bob Dylan, and you had other celebrities, too, like Wing Flap.
Wing Flap,
How do you explain Wing Flap?
Yeah, it's hard to explain Wing
Flap. The listener got out of hand.
Yes.
Yeah. He said that his story of the way he was discovered was that he was just walking down the street, and I discovered him singing or something, and asked him if he ever, whatever did he do before coming on the radio and acting like a big star. He said he built bridges. He was an engineer.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, what bridges did you take part in building? And he said, well, you know, the big ones, the Golden Gate Bridge the Bay Bridge, you know. And then after listening to the guy on the radio a little bit, I would ask the question, would you dare, now that you know who actually had a hand in building the bridge, would you dare cross the bridge another time? And nobody answered, you know, nobody called or anything. But he's got a good heart and a lot of fun, and he must have 1,000 records instead of having shorts and socks in his drawers at home, you know, he has records in
there. Or model airplanes.
Or model,
whatever.
Yeah. He collected
baseball
records.
Cards. Yeah, right. But he became a part of the crew, though, on the all-night flight.
Yeah, he was Wing Flap, the Cantonese kid, who was the chef on the airplane.
Right, and he would show up how many nights a week, do you think?
Oh, usually on a Thursday and Friday with Frankfurter sandwiches. Believe it, there was a song, but it had nothing to do with his mother's Frankfurter sandwiches as far as she was concerned. She used to make those probably way before that gal who recorded Frankfurter sandwiches thought of singing the song.
Uh-huh.
But she'd come up, or he would come up with Frankfurter sandwiches, you know, cut lengthwise, cold, on two pieces of white Wonder Bread, I think. You know, but they were good at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And who came up with laminated yak fat sandwiches?
Well, that was my idea.
Uh-oh.
His laminated yak fat sandwiches that were square, so they fit both in your mind and your mouth.
Right. Now, of course, he was only one of the tremendous number of people in your crew.
Well, I had Sky Jack, and I had...
Barnyard Benny?
Barnyard Benny, the old codger, and all the 57 variety of steward eye, including Shirley You Jest, I'd Have Done Better, Donna Dark Alley, Susan Sox.
And don't forget your farm director, Cy Lowe.
Cy Lowe. Oh, yeah. Well, now, Cy Lowe turned out to be a real character, not just like the steward eye were just fictitious names.
There was a real silo.
But there was a real silo. He used to come up with his accordion and sometimes play the vacuum cleaner at 3 o'clock in the morning from his home.
Hey, he'd call. Who was the guy in the committee who used to come by? Larry...
Larry Henkin.
Larry Henkin used
Larry
to come.
Henkin would call from North Beach.
Yeah.
And we talked... when this is Top 40 now. Top 40 station where you're not supposed to talk more than 10 seconds between records.
Yeah.
We talked for an hour and 10 minutes between two tunes, and I was talking to Larry Henkin, who was describing a fire scene. He said they're whitewashing all the buildings, getting rid of the topless. It's filth and all that.
Yeah.
And so my interview with him was for a good hour, right over the news. We did no news that night, you know.
Yeah. At his best, really, Top 40 was pretty much what Freeform wanted to be in the late 60s, and became, actually, later on. We were mentioning Jimmy Lee and Wing Flap, and he started your segment with the Shoopy Freak Fright again, and now we're going to end this segment. We'll come back to Rusty Moose and talk about post-KYA life, but let's end the show now. Go to International Nowhere.